Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, welcome to New Life Live. Glad you're with us today. We're live. It's Tuesday. It's Monday the 7th, and we're glad you're with us. And when I say we, I'm talking about two doctors.
It's
doctors
Tuesday, but it's Monday?
It's Tuesday.
Oh, it's Tuesday, May 7th. Okay. Yeah. Yes, it is. Thanks.
I just came in. I took off Monday, and so I get confused. But it's
Me
Tuesday.
Too.
Yeah, May the 7th. And we're thrilled that you're with us here today. And if you want to join us, people are already calling, 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. We'll be in the studio for 2 hours, and these are going to be great hours. Now, the reason I didn't come in yesterday is because we did Finding Freedom in California over the weekend. And I'm telling you, if you... You just wouldn't believe some of these testimonies. In fact, I think Thursday I'll read you one. Larry was at Every Man's Battle, and he's going to come in and give you one of the amazing stories from there. But I was so moved by one of the testimonies at Finding Freedom of a pastor. You know, where do pastors go to get help? They're so afraid some other pastor's going to tell their who's competitive or whatever. It's just really unhealthy. And this pastor came and shared, and you know, miracles happened, and he felt so safe. And that's what we want it to be, is a safe place where no one has shame. We'll tell you more about that. But we've got some great intensives coming up. And, of course, the next one, we've got Every Man's Battle is in Cincinnati on June the 7th. And, guys, I just can't encourage you enough. I shook the hand of every guy that went to Every Man's Battle this weekend because it started before Finding Freedom. And there are some men that thought it was hopeless, it was over, and they left there totally changed, feeling free and clean and pure. And I just can't encourage you enough to go. And then Intimacy in Marriage is June the 28th over there in Washington, D.C. And then Restore is July 19th in Dallas. And then we'll do another Finding Freedom September the 20th. But look, if it's worth saving up for, it's worth asking, can you help me with a scholarship? There's just no reason to struggle alone. And maybe it's not a workshop you need. Maybe you just need to go see a counselor somewhere. Mm-hmm. But maybe there's a support group for you. I shook the hand from at least 7 guys from one Every Man's Battle group out in Redlands, California. They all came. I mean,
as a group.
So great. I mean,
I'll just say part of that group.
Yeah,
part of that group. You just have to go. They just say you got to go and then come be part of the group. Go ahead,
which
Jill,
is awesome because so many people, you know, feel so hopeless, and they tell me I've tried everything, and yet they've done none of the above. And I think people get so paralyzed, and they're afraid to move even an inch out of their comfort zone, and yet they want things to change. You have to do something. You have to take a bold move in order for your life to change.
And it's a risk, and well, if you don't have the money, I think we've got scholarship money to help you. That should never stand in your way. But it's just taking a weekend. You come in on Friday, you leave on Sunday, and the people that were at our workshop were just so grateful to be there. We'll have Larry come in and tell you a little bit about Every Man's Battle. But Finding Freedom, you know, we had people that had a marriage problem, but the spouse not willing to do anything. So they came and did something. That's what it's all about. Don't wait or don't use, well, they won't get help as an excuse for you not to get help. It really is amazing. If you want to find out if you could be helped, or if we've got money to help you, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll tell you about the workshops. They're really amazing. But right now, you call 1-800-229-3000. When I get back from this break, we're going to the phones. We're going to answer your questions right after this.
I came into this thinking that my husband was the cause of many of our issues.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. June 28th to the 30th.
But after learning about our attachment styles, I understood how our past hurts were playing into our present problems.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
To register to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
Here at this workshop, we had our first ever conversation without yelling, blaming, and accusing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. It is Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard. Now, Jill, she's written great books like The Secrets Women Keep Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers. Dave Stoop and I, we have co-edited the Spiritual Renewal Bible, one Bible of the Year, Life Recovery Bible, 3 million copies out there, and last month in April, the number one best-selling study Bible was that little Life Recovery Personal Edition on the bestseller list. Pretty exciting. And if
awesome.
You need
Very
a
exciting.
Great Bible, we've got Bibles for you. And, you know, a great Father's Day present for anybody recovering, get him, Life Recovery. Mother's Day, her, Life Recovery. Or the Restoration Bible for her. And then Father's Day, you cannot get a better Bible than Every Man's Bible, a number one best-selling men's study Bible. It is a privilege to get to edit these and be part of developing these Bible projects. Let's go to Lucy, Fort Worth, Texas, where I went to seminary. I was so grateful to do that. KWRD is the station she listens to. Hi there.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I have a kind of a question. How do I get my parents to stop asking my ex to all our family functions? We've been divorced for over 9 years, and I keep asking them, we need to start, you know, weaning him away because I'm going to start, you know, dating and eventually remarry. And I mean, it'd be different if he was a nice guy, but I mean, all he does is put me down and say negative things constantly.
Hold on. Why do they do that? Why do they ask him to anything?
Exactly. I asked him, and my mom's especially, I have two sets of parents, but my mom's like, well, he'll always be, you know, the father to your children. And I mean, even when we were going through our divorce, he wasn't paying me court-ordered child support, and she was still giving him Christmas gifts and birthday, money for birthday and money for Christmas. And I'm like, he's not paying me child support for 10 months. And she's like,
well, you know what?
Well,
a lot of times,
the father of your children.
A lot of times people call, and I don't really know what to say, but I'm so glad you asked this because I know exactly what to say. And then we'll see if Dave and Jill agree, okay? Are you ready?
I am ready.
Here's my 100% confident that this is the response you need to get. Here it is. Dad, Mom, who do you want to come to that thing? Me or him? You pick. If it's him, let me know, because I'm not going to come.
Well, I hate to say it, but I kind of said something like that to my mom a couple years ago when I was engaged, but that didn't, it kind of fell through. And she's just like, well, you know, that's your choice.
Okay, then don't, but look.
But then you have to let go.
Your parents are a problem, and they don't realize how painful divorce is anyway. Mm-hmm. And they don't realize that what they're doing is really an act of betrayal to you.
okay, I thought maybe I'm being unreasonable.
No, you're not being unreasonable. Look, here's, and when they say, he's always going to be the father of your children. Well, look, here's the deal. You tell them, I've got stuff arranged for him to be the father of their children. I don't need to be at the same place with him at other things because you want him there. So you have him there, and it's not going to be me. And you shouldn't feel bad about anything.
Okay, so
okay, Jill, so you get the real answer.
Well, I just want to kind of maybe add slightly different. A lot of families feel like, well, we didn't divorce this person. We accepted them into our lives. But some of it has to do, too, with, like, why did you guys get divorced, right? Sometimes.
Well, no, I mean, what's weird is they don't even like him. Really? They
okay.
Don't.
So
they don't
what's
the
their motivation?
Still obligated.
Right. So there's something in.
Yeah. I mean, my mom is just so nice and hospitality, and I don't know. I don't. I mean,
not very hospitable to you.
There's something there, and I know for a lot of grandparents, they get afraid that if they alienate an ex-spouse, that somehow the grandchildren will be kept from them. But it doesn't sound like maybe that's the case. I mean, because you're involved with your parents, right?
Well, that might be part of it because I think my kids would choose to go with their dad because he's like, well, if you don't go with me, then you can't see me at all, and that's the kind of things that he says.
So they may be a little bit afraid of him and are kind of bringing their enemy close.
And your mom and dad may be afraid of him.
Right, right. Yes, meaning, yes.
I mean, he's older now, and so I'm not as afraid. And so I let him come kind of for that reason because they were younger. But there's, they're 16 and 18 now. So
well, and there is something to be said about a transition time for the kids where you incorporate. But this is really a long time. Unless your parents feel like that you were really wrong in this, and so therefore they're supporting him, because sometimes I've seen that happen, where their own child has done wrong, and so they support the other, spouse.
Lucy, it doesn't sound like it's easy for you to say what Steve suggested to follow through on it. It's easier to say it than it is to do it.
Well, I do, and I'm thinking, well, is there some magic words or something? Because, like I said, I kind of approached that way to my mom. She's like, well, that's kind of your choice, but, he's always been, and I'm like I said, I'm clueless, especially, when she was still giving him money for Christmas and birthdays when he wasn't even paying me child
support. She's treating him like nothing has changed, and that's another thing that families have a hard time acknowledging brokenness. And that sometimes things are broken and we have to just live in that tension, that we can't pretend, that Humpty Dumpty didn't fall off the wall, and so she's acting as if you guys aren't even divorced or if somehow he's the uncle or something, right?
And what's your father think about all this when this comes up?
Well, my dad, they're both remarried, and they've both been remarried for, like, over 30 years, and, and my mom gets it. I mean, my dad was very verbally abusive, and so she gets why I left, but, he invites them, too, and I don't know. Like I said, my kids are older now, so I'm ready to move on,
I just thought
maybe there was, magic words to get them to understand where I'm coming from.
No,
there
it's
aren't
not
any magic words.
It's magic behavior, and it's being able to follow through on what you said and to go through the discomfort of that for a while until they finally understand it. It's time for a new arrangement, and that's how I would approach it. He comes, I don't, then you have to act on that.
Well,
go ahead, Jeff.
And to let both your parents know, this feels hurtful to me.
Yeah.
I need you to be my parents, and it's time that we all accept that there has been a divorce and that it may be holding him back from moving on as well as you.
Now, here's the thing. Let's just say you had been unfaithful to him. I'd have I would have had a totally different answer. I would have said kind of what you were saying there. Well, look, they took him in, but look, he was your husband, and he was so hurtful and uncaring, and now in the wake of his hurt and pain, they do the same thing. Yeah. Well, that's not good, right?
That's a good point.
Right.
So
yeah.
you
yeah.
need
I feel
somebody.
Like I don't have support that way. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, right. So you need them to step up here and be to you exactly what you need. And it's not
okay.
having
exactly
him
what
around.
He wasn't.
So, but here's the little thing, and I'm gonna send you a copy of Take Your Life Back. I hope that's gonna really turn some things around for you. But in the absence of magic words, guess what we have? Tough actions to take. We all want the magic words. I do. I want some magic words, but there aren't any that I found. So we have to do hard things, tough things that produce the kind of change that's necessary, that we need. And a lot of times we look at what is the thing I would least want to do in this situation. And usually that's the thing I need to do, sadly. That's the reality of life. All right, I'm glad you called. We'll get Take Your Life Back to you. Anybody else? There's a devotional. It's fantastic. 365 days. There's a workbook and the book. And I hope you'll get it and use it. It could change everything for you. All right, let's go to, how about Laura, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, WFIL. Hi.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call. Sure. I'm a long-time listener, tune in once in a while I get a break. And your last call or some of the points you made kind of tags into my situation.
Okay,
what's going on? I'm the youngest out of five children, but I'm 69 years old. And... Mm. For the last 40 years, I've had a very contentious relationship with the brother who lives with my 93-year-old mother.
Your brother lives with the mother, and you don't have a good relationship with the brother that lives with the mother.
I don't. And, you know, it always seems like the mother coddles the person with the most problems, even though the person sometimes with the most problems is the greatest offender in a family.
Right.
And I won't go into great detail, but he has lot of problems that has caused him to be a bad citizen in the family and estrangement on many levels in our family. But I go out to visit her several times a year. And the last time I went to visit about a month ago, a serious problem happened with him. The police were called. They found him to be the aggressor. And we got some things straightened out. And then when I got back to Pennsylvania, I heard from another brother that she never wants to talk to me or see me again.
Okay.
And I've been a really good daughter to her, but this brother has been on the attack mode for over 40 years.
Yeah.
The thing is, my relationship with him is over. I really want no more contact with him. But as a Christian, and my mother's a believer, too, she has been for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
How do I still honor my mother when she doesn't want me in her life?
Okay, well, I'm so sorry for this.
Yeah.
So sorry. You know, this brother, has he had several incidents with law enforcement over the past
years? No, but he's, if you look at classic borderline disorders,
uh-huh.
He's got them, and he refuses to get help.
Okay.
He's caused so much contention in my family, and he goes after the women, but he doesn't go after my sister-in-laws to their faces because they have mm-hmm. husbands. I don't have a husband.
Yeah.
So he looks at me as the weakest one.
But look,
and
you
the lies,
know.
The attack, threats of,
yeah.
I mean, he threatened to kill me the last time I was there.
Okay, so this is a really bad guy, right?
He's not a good person. And
okay, so
he is for years, but it's never been.
Okay, but he has tremendous influence over a 93-year-old mm-hmm. woman
yes.
who
oh, yeah.
is your mother.
Oh, yeah.
And you're a threat to that.
And so you're acting like that she has all of her faculties and that she's not 93, and she, on her own, is making some decisions that are hurtful to you, but in reality, she's under the influence of a really bad guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the family sees that, and at this point, there's really nothing that we can do with it, except I've been encouraged by, you know, my other brothers is lay down the sword, that kind of thing. But every time I lay down the sword, it comes back and stabs me. And like I said, I don't care if I ever see him again.
Okay, well, we've got a couple of different issues here. One is him. And then the other is this thought that you can't respect her because under his influence, she's not being very healthy or loving to you. So I'm going to encourage you to rethink her and what she's really able to process and deal with at age 93. We'll take a break. We'll come right back.
Most of my life I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Jill Hubbard and Dr. Dave Stoop, and we are on the phone with Laura. And just really having a hard time with the 93-year-old mother and a brother that's just really not healthy. Jill, Dave, what do you guys think here?
Well, Laura, it sounds like this situation has been going on for some time. And as you said, there's not a lot of ways to intervene. And access has been cut off. He's managed to alienate everybody from your mother. I think it's important for you and your other siblings to be talking because she's 93. And so thinking about what's going to happen moving forward, you know, as she gets ill and passes away, who has power of attorney? Are there some things you can put in writing now that explain the situation so that it doesn't look like after the fact you're contesting things that he has manipulated? Right? Like to be very
legally,
proactive.
You know, her health care power of attorney, her legal stuff is all with another brother of mine who is a very wise,
good
man. Very solid, yeah.
Okay.
But you were wondering about honoring your mother. And the interesting thing about that word honor is you honor what is honorable. You don't honor what is dishonorable. And you may have to go backwards in time to find things to honor her for.
I know, and that's what I've been thinking. Mm-hmm. She's had a dark side about her for a long time, and I know when my dad was alive, I've learned things that when one of us were bad, veered off the path, like she wanted to cut us out of her life, and my father would always pull her back in. No, that's not right. You know, I mean, I'm learning about some of this stuff, and this is like emotionally and mentally capped me out the last month. And I finally came to the point a few days ago saying, I'm not going to try and unpack my mother anymore. I can't do it.
Fix all that. And right now, she's really, I think, being manipulated and controlled by this other brother.
Who got her dark side.
And I think the most dishonorable thing you could do is hold her totally accountable at this point for everything in her life at 93. And, she can't undo the past and probably wouldn't even know what she's done. She's probably blind to it at this point.
But what you can do is make sure that all of the other siblings are on the same page.
Yeah.
So that when she does pass, it's something that you guys are aware of what's going to happen and what you're going to do, because that's when things are going to really shake up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me send you Healing is a Choice for you, and some of these wounds, I think you can get beyond them and get over them and be to her what she needs, which is somebody that has some compassion over this horrible situation and this influence. All right, I'll get that to you. 1-800-229-3000. If you need a resource, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let's go over here and talk with Sylvia. Orlando, Florida is where she's calling from. Hi there. How are you?
Hi. Sylvia. I'm fine. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. What's going on with you? Yeah, we can hear. Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been married for 12 years. Mm-hmm. And we have never had a intimacy relationship, you know, and now it's like worse. There's nothing. And all I get is a hug in the morning, have a good day. And that's because I trained him to do that.
You have a daughter, but now you're not intimate at all?
No, there's been a couple of months that we're not. And I have tried to talk to him and see what happened, and there's no conversation. I cannot talk to him. I have written letters. I have sent in texts, and there's never a response. You know, it's just like a complete silence.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
You know, I'm starting to get upset all the time and
like
kind of angry because it's like I have a roommate in there, you know, and it's like I don't know what to do. And then, you know, it's really affecting me now to keep living life like nothing is going on.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry you're going through this.
Mm-hmm. Very painful.
Dave, you wrote Smart Love. What's the smart thing for her to do here?
Well, I think there's something else going on someplace, if not an affair, at least pornography, because he's getting it someplace else. And if you approach it on a sexual basis, you'll get nothing back. But if you approach it on what's wrong with our marriage, it doesn't feel like there's anything that's really holding us together, then you may get a response. But I would take it out of the sexual arena, the complaint, and make it about the relationship itself. He probably doesn't know what to do with his emotions, and that's complicates it all. But so it's too scary to talk about sex, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to believe
I think
for a guy.
That's
what it is. Yeah, well, talk about the relationship then, and how you how
right,
alone you feel,
connection.
The emotional connection,
your friendship,
mm-hmm.
and how to work on
I
that.
Feel there's no, well, there's nothing. He doesn't want to do anything. All he does is just get to the house on the TV or the phone. He goes to bed with the phone. He allows our 11-year-old daughter to sleep between us, and it's just like he's very nice to her, so it has developed like I'm jealous now of my own daughter. Wow.
Right. Dead man walking is what that is. That's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so dishonoring of God and marriage and you, and you're messing up an 11-year-old daughter's life. We'll be back.
On Friday night, we came, we got into an argument, and I sit in the car outside for 2 hours. I knew what the right thing to do was to go.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. June 28th to the 30th.
You know, I know this stuff, but it's so hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
I hear it, I read it, and I'm always getting in my own way. I'm always expecting my wife to go first.
Join Steve Arterburn.
We believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
And New Life's group leaders will help you focus on the area that will benefit your marriage most. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
My biggest takeaway was to just get out of my way and go first.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and a really difficult call here with Sylvia. Husband not intimate with her, a hug, a kiss, goodbye. Daughter sleeping in between them, 11 years old. Sylvia, you still there?
Yes.
We believe...
Yes, I'm here.
We all believe that the answer that might be best for you and your daughter and your husband would be for you and your daughter to go see a counselor together. We'll help you find one. Now, you just say to your husband, I want to work on some things with our daughter so that we grow closer during this time of her life,
mm-hmm.
not farther away. Don't tell him that you're jealous of her or whatever. But you tell him you want to work with her and you want a counselor who's really good with adolescents and moms.
Right, because she's moving into puberty, right?
Yeah.
She's a preteen, and it becomes challenging.
I did that.
Okay, but I think...
I did that. I did go to a counselor, and I did spoke to my daughter yesterday, two nights ago, and
okay.
I explained it to her, and she kind of... Yeah, so...
Okay, so you need to take her to the counselor with you. It's not optional. It's something that you do with her.
You don't ask her if she wants to. Take her.
And then you... Tell the counselor, maybe you already have since you've already gone, what the real issue is. That counselor may need to explore whether or not your husband is appropriate with her, whether or not your husband is appropriate outside of marriage, whatever. But the key to getting some professional help involved here is you and the daughter going, and that counselor may demand that he come too. Anything else, Jill, Dave, you guys want to add to this? Because we all agree you really need her and you in a counseling relationship with somebody that can help
you. Right, because the fact that you guys have no relationship between each other. Right, that's where the problem lies.
Yeah. If you were to diagram it, there's a coalition between him and her, mm-hmm. and you're on the outside of it. And the way to get it back into a relationship that, in terms of the marriage relationship, is to repair the relationship with the daughter. So that's why we're suggesting you start there.
Yeah, and it'd be just fantastic if he decided to go to counseling, but you're saying he doesn't want to get any kind of help. So this is the way to make that happen. It's the best way. It's through the back door, but it's a great door, and it's going to improve your relationship with your daughter. There's no negative, no downside on this. All right, I'm glad you called. I'll send you this great book Jill has, Secrets Women Keep, and I think you'll like it. And we'll send you The Secrets Young Women Keep, also by her. And that'll be some great material for you and your daughter to talk about. Because you don't want her keeping secrets, and you don't want to keep them either. Well, Larry Sonnenberg and I were both in Southern California. He was at Everyman's Battle. I was there for a while. I was at Finding Freedom. Larry, tell us about what happened over there at Everyman's Battle.
It's almost speechless. It's such a good workshop. I mean, the counselors told me that there was more pain than usual from the guys that they were dealing with in group. So it was really tough. Two things that we got from closing thoughts I just wanted to share quickly.
Okay.
One is, after almost 70 years, I now understand all the craziness of my life, all the addictions, anger, depressions, lashing out, failed relationships, frustration, even many of my health issues. I think wow. 70 years that he waited to finally find that.
70 years.
There was another guy, Steve. I won't read his whole thing, but he just said when he called and talked to our staff at who answered the phones, our ministry service representatives,
Right. The
man looked at his account and he said, you know, you called 14 years ago about this.
Wow.
And he said, I know, and I didn't do anything.
Mm. Wow.
So what a waste.
Yeah, 70 years old, waiting 14 years. Guys,
wow.
If you have that need, man, you need to call us now about it.
Yeah.
And folks,
please.
Don't wait.
If you can support New Life, you can support people to help get their lives back. I mean, through this workshop on addiction, it's not the sexual acting out that's the problem. I mean, it is a problem, but it's the underneath, what happens underneath. And you can help people restore and be redeemed and find healing.
Yeah, as we talked about at Finding Freedom, it's really dealing with all of those things that are below all of those things.
Yeah.
You have to get there and you have to deal with it for there to be progress. And we want to help you, but please consider not waiting 14 years. Call us for that help. And then if you can help somebody with a scholarship, please step up and do that. And maybe, you know, you feel led to support us through Club New Life. We've got this amazing New Life Best of the Best library that we'll send you. You tell us, I'll support you at $30 a month. And we're going to send you this amazing library of 8 books. It's the best of the best. How We Love, Changes That Heal, Boundaries, Healing is a Choice, Intimate Deception, Forgiving What You Never Forget, Every Man's Battle, The Secrets Women Keep. All that for you. I mean, it's amazing. So call us, $30 a month. That's our thank you gift. We want you to have that. And please help us, if you possibly can, get the help that you need. And if you can help us with a scholarship to help somebody, please call us at 1-800.
Last appeal. Somebody out there I know, there's more than one, it's been 14 years that you've been intending to give and you've never given.
Yeah.
And I'm just asking you if you would do that today.
Nice segue, Larry.
Yeah. And thank you, everybody who is giving.
Mm. All right. 1-800-NEW-LIFE is the number to call if you can help or if you need help. Our number here, 1-800-229-3000, and we're going to be in the studio for another hour after this one. So let's go to Tammy, Chicago, Illinois, listens on Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Hi there.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. First of all, I love in the program today. God is good. But my question is, I have an elderly father. He's 82. I have 2 siblings from his first marriage and then 2 siblings, which I am a part of from his second, which are failed marriages, and a third and a fourth after that.
Okay.
All right. he has always struggled with alcoholism. There's a lot of hurt that's happened with raising the kids. The two older ones weren't, he wasn't a part of their life. Me and my brother were, and we really grew up in a lot of chaos. I did not talk to my dad for 17 years.
Whoa.
And I'm the only one that does talk to him now. And it has been for 10 years now. My question is, my dad has just in the last couple of years written off my oldest sister and financially has taken her off of everything. She has struggled probably for not having a good father figure and another brother. They are really putting pressure on me to make sure that my dad is giving them money when he died.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And I take care of him twice a year. I live in Chicago. He lives in Florida. I go and take care of things that he has to. I have really been working hard and praying heavy to tell him, make a connection with them. You have to forgive. And he's like, well, they don't listen to me. They're gone. And it's really heartbreaking to me because my dad, I feel like, is leaving me to take care of his financial things.
Okay.
And they know that he has left them something, the siblings, but now he hasn't. And when there was that big hurricane in Florida, he didn't leave. It was kind of scary for me. But I got phone calls saying, make sure you know where Dad's financial things are so we could get his money.
Okay. So the question for us is,
how do I do that? I don't want to be that person. And I've told my dad, if you don't trust giving them money, you know, well, they're just going to spend it. And I said, then set up an account where they get some kind of money. Don't leave that to me. That's not my burden. That's for you to take care of.
Okay.
Well, I think you're working on the wrong person, Tammy. I think you need to work on your brother and your sister and saying, you're right, there is no money for you guys, but you could. There's still time for you to make some kind of amends with your dad and have at least a distant relationship with him. And I've been able to do it, and you can do it too, and I'd work on them and be honest with them. The fact that he's written them off, I would say, there is no money for you guys, and I can't make it happen. You got to make it happen and leave it with them.
I agree. I think... And so you put it in their hands. Mm-hmm. I think continuing to nag your father, he could end up deciding he can't trust you with the money.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're against him, and then he leaves it to somebody else to deal with. And that's not going to be good, because even if he does leave it to you, if they've made a good effort, you know, you can disperse it if he'll leave it in your hand.
Right, that's what I was thinking. And one thing that's important to remember, money equals value.
Yeah.
She said, we need to talk. She's asked me for the first time if I would consider myself a sex addict. You know, I thought it was just about admitting the things that I had done wrong. I never had a clue that it was about redeeming our story. You know, I thought it was just about coming clean on what I had done. I had no idea how to help her with her pain. She was a mess, I was a mess, and we got divorced. Going to EMB, surrounding myself with these other men, they accepted me for who I was and what I had done, but they challenged me to step up and do better. You know, they'll be around other men who are not just pointing the finger, but willing to get in and wade through it with them, you know, get in the trenches. They'll get hope from this workshop. Take my sweet wife and my story. We were divorced, remarried, and on our way to what I think will be the sweetest years of our lives. You know, it's no longer simply about surviving. For the first time ever, you know, we're thriving, we're enjoying where we're at.
Hey, listen, if you're struggling, we want to see you at the workshop. Give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to
fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, Steve Arterburn here. Dave and I have tried to help Tammy. Jill now has the answer of all
answers.
Well,
I was trying to get a point in before the break. I don't know if it was heard. I think one thing that's important to remember is that when money is passed down inheritance, money equals a person's worth and value. So especially
if someone
has been estranged or has not had a good relationship, the little child in each person is looking for that acknowledgement through the money, that at least they were valued in some way.
Hmm.
And so you have to remember that. And so it's not always rational. I mean, they can sound like they're just money grubbing, just all they care about is the money. Well, they don't have a relationship with him, so that's all they could possibly ever get from him.
An acknowledgement of them.
Right. So, and then the other thing is, Steve, what you started to say, Tammy, if you are put in the position to be the executor, you really can do what you want. If you want to share your portion of the money with them, you can. And you can talk to your brother, and you decide what's fair. What, you know, you went 17 years without talking to him. What would you have wanted?
Right. Right.
So encourage them, like Dave is saying.
Said, I don't want everything, but now all of a sudden he's like, I'm going to pay my house off when Dad dies.
Right, so people get greedy.
Okay, so the best thing you could do is say to him, the best thing you could do is what Dave's saying, is say to them, you know what, I heard you, and I've been talking to some people, and it's uncomfortable for me, but, you know, I don't think he has left enough for you to do that, and it's not too late. I think you guys need to come around, and you need to give him some of your time and some of your attention. You need to work through whatever feelings you have. Go to some Al-Anon meetings or whatever it is you need to do. But I think you've got to do some work here while he is still alive if you're expecting him to include you the way that you're talking. But right now, see, you're not here. And like Dave said again, I wasn't around for a while. I found a way to do this. I don't want to be in the middle of this. You cannot expect me to fix this for you. You have to come here and be in his presence. And like Jill says, then once it's over, you can do what you want to do. But I hope you listen to not trying to persuade him for them.
Right.
That, I think, is just going to create...
Well, you've tried that, and it's not working, and that's what you can say. I'm fighting for you guys, but I need you guys, because even though he's been the one to be hurtful, he has become the victim, and he's hurt.
True.
Right?
I believe he is so hurt.
Yes. So he needs them to move towards him.
Because he doesn't know how to have a relationship with his kids, because he struggles.
Right. And that's part of his drinking, right?
So they are expecting him to do something he is not capable of doing, but he is capable.
So far they haven't done it either themselves.
Yeah. Right. So maybe we could send Tammy Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers, because it talks about scenarios of parents that really don't deserve to be parents, and then how do you honor them by being an honorable person yourself.
Right. And that is our go-to here, and we believe that that is the right strategy for most people. You become the honorable thing, is become something that they could never, ever lead you to become. You become far more of a wonderful human being than they could have taught you to be.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now let's just, okay, we're going to try this one more call. Before we go here, I've got to be quick. Jay, Deland, Florida, WKTO. I'll try to get Hi. You. We'll try to help. You'll have to give us a question pretty quick, though.
Quickly, my husband exhibits all the behavior of narcissism. Mm-hmm. We've been together for the last 12 years. I recently made the discovery about a year ago that he was having an affair, or he's been having affairs throughout our entire relationship.
What did you do when you found out?
I confronted him.
Mm-hmm.
And
then
of
what?
Course, he denied it, and we've been separated. Before then, we've been separated. We have been separated for a year.
Okay.
I gathered the courage to ask him to leave.
Good for you.
By listening to your show, due to the emotional and verbal abuse that we were enduring. And
what's the question
by the
for
way,
us?
I am the question is, I have an appointment Thursday with an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel due to that, he's decided to finally go get counseling.
Great. Great.
So I just want to know what I'm looking at. What are the chances of him healing or being restored from the narcissism and the sexual addiction? And I don't know which one comes from the other, which one is.
Okay. Well, let me just say something real quick, and then I'll let Dave and Jill give you a quick answer. But let me tell you, you're my favorite caller today because of this. We tell people all the time, quit ignoring, go take some action, and you might see the person move. And what we want to see of this person is getting help from the right people that understand narcissism so that this isn't wasted. But you did the tough thing, and now he's saying, okay, maybe I need to get some help. What do you guys think? What do you say to her? What are the chances of something changing?
Well, it depends on how far down the continuum he is. But the fact that he was willing to get help,
that's
saying that is encouraging, right? And so for him to get help, for him to go to Every Man's Battle, I think is really, really important for the sexual addiction, and so that you can be working on both issues at the same time. So for him
I would say to him that, Jill, you go to Every Man's Battle.
Uh-huh.
We're going to go to the marriage intensive.
Right.
And if you agree to this and you go, I'm not going to file.
Right. But you have to push it during this window while you have his attention. Because if you back off too quickly or water it down, then he'll back off.
And that's a very high likelihood if unless you're careful to stay, keep the pressure on and keep the movement moving forward so that he has the opportunity to understand himself and make some changes.
Okay. Really, really glad that you called us and let us help you with this. If you're struggling, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let us help you. We have a workshop. And you guys, if you're this man, if you went to Every Man's Battle, you'd be going back to her and you'd be saying, hey, I see some things I never saw before and I want to do some things differently. And there would be so much hope. Don't be stubborn over problems that have solutions. Be willing to get the help that you need. And you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and we will help you. Absolutely, we'll help you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It's a counselor, there's a resource, a book, or a workshop. Now, we're going to do another program after this. Here's the phone number, 1-800-229-3000. But as you also heard us say, we can't do the workshops, can't do the program without your support. And if you could join Club New Life at $30 a month, or if you're a member and you increase your giving by $10, I'll send you a library of the best New Life books, How We Love, Changes That Heal, Boundaries, Healing is a Choice, Intimate Deception, Forgiving, What You Never Forget, Every Man's Battle, and The Secrets Women Keep. And if what all you have is $100, you could buy the most overpriced and undervalued t-shirt that says, I saved a person's life, and all I got was this t-shirt. It says it right on the back. It cost $100, and we used that to put in our scholarship fund to fund people getting the help that they need. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Love you. See you tomorrow right here on New Life.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.